How do you start? A lot of people in this room have known Charles a whole lot longer than me. And I have been blessed to have him in my company now for a few days, and a few days still yet to go. Charles and I were riding around yesterday picking up truck parts because I am constantly working on, because I'm constantly breaking something up back at the house. And so we rode around yesterday morning getting truck parts, and we went to the pawn shop because that's where men go. We had strawberry shakes, right, from Roy Rogers. Got that covered. And Charles told me, he said, "You know, Pastor Paul," he said, "you've been there for a long time now." I said, "Well, 11 years. He goes, "It does my heart good to see that." I don't know him as well as so many of you do. I was not there at the beginning in 1988. Am I right, Joe?
That was our first crusade. He knew Brother Dick before that.
And you knew Brother Dick before that. And I defy a single soul in this room today to not be moved by his words. I have enjoyed being with him today. And so, Charles, we hand it readily over to you.
Praise the Lord. I don't know how to express myself and to thank all of you for your many prayers and support for the work in Ghana, West Africa. I want to thank this church, the leadership of this church, and the family of God in this body. 30 years ago, a man and his wife, my daddy, the question bearers, they came with Pastor Green in my village. At that time, there was no electricity and running water. And we had a great crusade in Ghana, West Africa. And souls were touched for eternity's sake. And through that, he introduced me to this church and to many people in this assembly and those that have gone on to glory.
Amen.
Who have stood with us, prayed and took me to Bible college and to seminary in Canada. They paid my fees, and after graduation went on to Ghana and they came with me. And I want to thank you all for your prayers, for your support. And if I want to mention name, I'll mention all of you your name. I thank you, Ms. Natalie's. Thank you, my mom and dad, Marlin. You have been a great support for the work there, and personally sending help to me for years. And for the Bakers and Jim Ship, who came in 1994 to help with the first building in Ghana at the mission site. And this church really support to help in the building of the orphanage and the catering and helping the children in the orphanage. And we thank you. Thank you for the strides, Charlie, my friend. I call him Uncle Charlie. Hallelujah. And I will be able to have time to go and visit with him. And Brother Paul will take me. Hallelujah. Brother Paul has been a great friend and calls me up. We talk on the phone. He encourages me. His family, whole family. Not only that, send support to help me. And for this church, and for the people who are here today, I am grateful. I'm grateful for your prayers. I'm grateful for your support. Indeed, without you, we cannot do what we're doing in Ghana and Ivory Coast. It is your help and your prayers that enable us to move on and preach the gospel and touch lives and change the mentality of the people in worshiping of idols to the worship of the Supreme God. So thank you, dear. Thank you so much. Thank you, church. Thank you, people. And I pray, God, you may not all be able to go on the mission field, but one day as we are in glory, they'll say, because of you, that's why I came to know the Lord. Because he sent help, he sent prayers, he sent support for the work there in Ghana, West Africa. I see Marvin here. Thank you. Thank you, church. Thank you so much. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
God is good. You know, Pastor Joe was saying, Charles, we are all getting old. Yes, actually. He said, your people are all getting old. I said, yeah, I picked my hair. Glory to God. But physically, probably. But spiritually, we're getting stronger.
Amen.
And stronger. And the wisdom that you have and have impacted in all of our lives is great. I forget, you know, I'm also getting there, so I forget names. I'm looking at your face and I'm trying to remember your name, but God forgive me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And this week has been a great week. Pastor Paul's house. Be wonderful. Great week. I'm blessed to have a friend. Blessings family. And I thank you for your prayers, for your support, and for the work there in Ghana, West Africa. Wouldn't that be beautiful when we all gather in the presence of our Most High?
Hallelujah.
Praising him day and night and worshiping him all together. The yellow and the black and the white and the green, if we have green people. Glory to God. We never leave the presence of the Most High. We will always be there. You know, I was reminding Daddy Mowen, you know, hey, Charles, it's almost time. Get ready and put on your pajamas and let's go. That it calls my African shirt pajamas. Hallelujah. And then, oh, the bear, he eats and sleeps. Oh, yes, I've done that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But those are moments you never forget. They stick with you forever and ever. And I want to thank you all, both young and old, for your prayers, for your support, and for the work there. The church is going on well. We're still in planting churches. And by the grace of God, we planted 28 churches. Our 29th churches will be coming up in Ivory Coast, which means we'll have 3 churches in Ivory Coast, which is the next country to Ghana, and then 28 churches in Ghana. So we're still moving on and moving on. We will never retire until Jesus comes again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the orphanage is also going on, raising his children. Some are in vocational school, and some of them are being trained as teachers. And we are grateful for the life we can give to these children. Glory to God. In 2001, we started a nursing program. It's a 2-year community program. 2 years ago, we added a 3-year program, which is a degree, a diploma in community nursing. Currently, we have 700 students in the school. And these children, these students will finish and they'll be put into the various villages and minister to the people. So the nursing school program is going very well. And we are grateful. Last January, we graduated 12 students at the Bible College. And we had put them under senior ministers, learning from them. And after some time, we'll release them to go and start churches. And we thank God for the chance that we can have in raising these men of God to do the work of the ministry. With the Christian school, it's also going on well. We have pictures. In the foyer, I brought some slides, but unfortunately we can't show it. Maybe down there, I put my laptop there and you can have a look at that. But the Lord has been good.
Amen.
There have been challenges. I've been in and out of the hospital with malaria. It comes and goes, comes and goes. But thankful that I'm alive. A lot of challenges that I face personally, that I've gone through for the last 3 years, have been very intense for me. It has not been easy, but God has always stood with me and strengthened me and said, "You come out of it." Hallelujah. So we are grateful for what he is doing in our lives. I remember some time back, you know, I didn't have enough to pay the kids' school fees. And as I was talking to Brother Paul, and we were chatting on Facebook, Messenger, I said, "This is the problem." I said, "What problem you have?" I said, "Well, this is the problem." And the church came through and help me to pay the fees of these children. Thank you. Thank you so much. But God's work still goes on, and many lives are being touched by the glory of, for the glory of God. We have also started a project, a new project. It is a building of the hospital, and that will be a center that the nursing students can have hands-on training on the site. And also all the underlying villages can have a place to come for health care. And so we are still in the process of building it. We've laid the foundation. I know it's going to take some time, but it shall be done.
Amen.
To the glory of God. And we thank you for your prayers and for your support and for the work that is going on there in Ghana, West Africa. I'm looking forward to a time that hallelujah. A team will come up from here to visit Ghana again. 1994 is too long. How many years? 24 years. Hallelujah. Wouldn't that be great? Pastor Paul?
No.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So I look forward to that. And yeah, I think the last time I was here was about 4 years ago. And I'm very grateful. Anytime I come here, I just like to eat and sleep and preach a little bit here and there. Because that's where I get my rest and build up my body, you know, to get some resistance to these diseases. I think Ebola started again in Congo. Four people have been attacked by Ebola again, and we pray it will stay there and never cross the borders of the other countries. You know, Africa has 54 countries that makes the continent. And we have 800 different languages in Africa. In Ghana, we have 80 different languages in Ghana. So it's a place of, I don't know, diversity, different cultures and customs, understanding of the people is different in different ways, but that is what we deal with all the time. And you know, idol worship is very rampant there. You know, people worship trees and rocks and rivers and all kinds of stuff. So, you know, there can be some syncretism in the church. People bring the belief they have in idol worship and bring it to the church. And so we always are confronted with this. And we got to be teaching the people to understand the facts of the Bible, the salvation plan and discipleship in Christ's name. Hallelujah. I think it takes me about an hour to wind up. Then an hour to preach. So you're going to be here for a long time. No, I'll stick with the time. Hallelujah. Let's turn our Bibles. Let's share a little bit from the scriptures. Let's turn our Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. You can read verse 6 to 12, but I'm going to, because of for lack of time, I'm going to read verses 8 up to 11. Verses 8, maybe 8, 9, and 10. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray. The Lord, you will speak to us, encourage us, and strengthen us in your word. And help us, Lord, to do what you will have us to do, to accomplish your purposes on this earth. We give you praise and we give you glory. And we pray, God, for your presence among us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Trouble, but not consumed. Hallelujah. Trouble everywhere. We live in a world that is full of trouble. And trouble in our various homes, some of us in families. Everywhere we go, there's trouble. And some of the situations that we go through are heart-rendering situations. And sometimes we don't even know what to do. And some grievous situations that we pass through. At times, those situations that we go through bring a lot of discouragement to us. And that make us a little inferiority complex on our lives, and therefore we build walls around us so that nobody can penetrate through us. Hallelujah. Trouble, sometimes the trouble we go through, you sometimes cast a snare on you and you think you have failed. And that is sometimes when the trouble we go through, I think sometimes. If you don't take time, you will think that you have failed. Because of the situations and the agony and the difficulties that we're going through. Whether in your family or business or in the society or everywhere. Glory to God. The trouble that we go through and the agony and the mystery. Indeed, the whole world is full of trouble. You go to the Far East and the Middle East, you get ISIS there, killing people, beheading people. You go to Africa, Congo, and Sudan, the Lost Resistance Army, killing people all the time. And you go to Nigeria, you have Boko Haram, setting communities on fire and kidnapping young people and committing them into their ideology. You go everywhere in the world, people are killing, shooting, and killing people. So the whole world is full of trouble. 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 When you rise up to go to work, it's trouble. Sometimes on the streets, when you're driving, there's trouble. And trouble sometimes even in the church. Hallelujah. Anything you do never pleases everybody. Sometimes you think, you know, we need to get a new pastor or a new thing or something. You preach long, they say you preach too long. You preach short, he preaches too short. So what are you going to do? Glory! There is trouble everywhere we go. There's trouble. Trouble that we walk through in the midst of the trouble. And so Job 14 verse 4, he says, every man born of a woman is full of trouble. So it means there is never going to be a time that there will never be trouble. There was always going to be situations that we will pass through in life. But what do we do when we go through those troubles? I'm going through a lot of trouble myself. But what do I do? Amen. And sometimes, you know, you feel that you are down. But today you may be down today. Tomorrow you'll rise up again. And let not trouble put you on the floor and never rise up. Lock your door inside your own room. But move out and say, I'm going through trouble, but I know my God will lift me up and take me out of this trouble. So trouble everywhere we go. In our homes, there's trouble. In our church, there's trouble. In our communities, there's trouble. Everywhere we go. The Bible says in Proverbs 24:16, for the righteous shall fall 7 times, but they shall rise again. Hallelujah. There'll be a time you feel like you are falling from grace because your prayer life may be so you're not able to pray or study the word as you used to, or go to church, or give your offering and tithes to bless the church and move the church forward. Trouble everywhere. The word trouble means worry or difficulty or distress.
The word also trouble means an unpleasant situations that we pass through. Some agitation or irritation. That's the meaning of the word trouble. So the Bible says Paul is writing this letter to the church. He said there is trouble everywhere. Yet, glory to God, there will be trouble. But yet, not distress or perplex or in despair. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a trouble we go through. Let us not let trouble keep us down, but let us keep our head above the water and say, even though I go through this trouble, yet do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. And surely, in spite of the trouble that I'm going through, hallelujah, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Woo, glory! Oh, hallelujah. All the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. You see, the disciples went through a lot of trouble. Glory to God. You see, Stephen was stoned, but in the midst of being stoned, the Bible says he lifted up his eyes and saw Jesus standing on the right hand side of God, ready to welcome him home to paradise. Glory to God. The apostles were beaten. Peter was cast into prison. Saul was stoned and beaten with rods 3 times. He had a shipwreck 3 times. He was falsely accused about his apostleship. The Bible says he fell into the dangers of robbers. And in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 8, he says, "For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble, which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, in so much that we despaired even of life." He went through trouble in such a way that he will thank the Lord, it will be good for him to go to glory. Some of the trouble will go through, we think, "God, why don't you take me home?" But Jesus said, "I'm not taking you home today, because I got a job for you to do. I got you to go on the street. I got you to love people. I got you to preach the word. I got you to pray for people. I got you to share the gospel. I got you to call your brother and your sister who is not be able to come to church and encourage him and strengthen him and build him up in the name of Jesus Christ." There is trouble everywhere, but does it mean we will stop serving God? No! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Trouble everywhere. Nehemiah said, "You see that distress that we are in, the walls of Jerusalem has broken down, and people are seeing our nakedness." Hallelujah. Come on, rise up and let's build the walls of Jerusalem. It is time for the church to rise up with a new strength, a new glory, a new power, a new authority, a new anointing to do the work of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, I pray God's blessing upon you. I pray God's grace, God's mercy, God's power, God's glory. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. There's trouble everywhere. Amen. Yet, not perplexed. Trouble. And sometimes you don't even know what to do. And not in distress. The word distress means sorrow. Or suffering from anxiety or pain in distress circumstances. The word distress also means unhappiness or pain or acute physical or mental situation or affliction. Amen. There's trouble everywhere, but we serve a God who is alive. We serve a Jesus who died and rose again. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He said, "I am that I am." He's the Son of Glory. He's the light of the world. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the Lily of Valleys. He's the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. He's the Savior of the world. He's the Redeemer of mankind. He's the friend that sticks closer than a brother. Oh, he's the King of the Jews and the protector of our lives, the deliverer of our lives. He's the healer who came to heal and to deliver us from sickness and disease and affliction. He's the centerpiece of the universe. He's the Rock of Ages. Oh, glory. He's the great I Am. He's the unchanging God, the King of glory and the King of righteousness, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, who is ready to come in his glory, in his power, in his authority, and said, no, I was dead, but now I'm alive forevermore. Even though I died 3 days, I rose from the grave. Oh, today you may be down, but 3 days will come. Hallelujah. Today, maybe Friday, Sunday will come. Hallelujah. Your resurrection will come in the name of Jesus. Jesus is able to deliver us and set us free from all the issues of life that we go through in this life. Hallelujah. For the Bible says, God is not a man. Numbers 23 verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Have he said and shall he not do it? Or have he spoken and shall he not make it good? And he says, I am with you forevermore. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. And in the midst of the lions, Jesus, the Bible says, God entered into the lion's den and shut the mouths of the lions, that Daniel was never consumed. In the midst of the fire, the three Hebrew boys were cast into the fire, but yet God sent his angel to protect them. And God will help and send his angels to protect you. I remember sometime I had a hernia. I didn't have any money to go to the hospital. I went into the church and laid down at the altar. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, you know I don't have money to go to the hospital. I know the doctors can take care of me. But I'm lying down here and I'm praying that you will send your angels to come and do operation on me. And as I lay down there, very soon I fell asleep and I had a dream. And in my dream, I saw the angels of God around me and they were touching me. And when I woke up, my hernia was gone.
Hallelujah.
And to date, there is no hernia. Hallelujah. We serve a God who will bring healing. He will bring deliverance. We just have to believe him and trust him and move forward. Hallelujah. The Bible says there's trouble everywhere, yet not consumed. The time is almost up.
No, it's not.
Hallelujah.
You just keep going. We'll be fine.
Glory to God. Trouble everywhere, every side, not distress. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. You may be persecuted today, but God has not forsaken you. Your children may forsake you today, but God has not forsaken you today. Hallelujah. He is always there. And when we call upon him, he will be there. He said, when we call upon me, he will answer. Hallelujah. We have seen God move in a mighty way. And I pray God will continue to move in your life, in your family, in this church, in this body, in the name of Jesus. The glory of God will overshadow our lives, and the presence of God will move us to do what God will have us to do for his glory and for his honor. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to God. In Romans 8, verse 35 to 39, I say, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? You love Jesus. I love Jesus. All of us love Jesus. That is why we are here this morning, to worship him, to praise him, and to adore him. Hallelujah. No matter what we go through in life, it shall not separate us from serving God and worshiping him. And when the door is open, we come into the house of God, ready to serve and ready to worship him. Hallelujah. Ready to give and support the work of the church. Glory to Jesus. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword. Who? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. And this is Paul speaking. For thy sake we are killed all day long because we've gone through so many problems and situations and beatings by people in opposition, so strong and mighty on us. At one point, Paul was beaten, and the Bible says he was dragged out of the city, and he lay down there to die. And as Paul was laying down there, the church came around Paul, and they stood around him. And as he saw them, the Bible says the strength of God entered into Paul, and he stood on his feet and began to share the gospel with the people of the Lord. God Almighty, I pray when you lay down, you think it's all over, God will come and revive you and say, it is not over yet. It is the beginning of greater things that I want to do with your life. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to God. Oh, glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall famine, or nakedness, or persecutions, or trials? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who? Nobody can separate us. Not death cannot separate us, because when we die, we go to heaven. He cannot separate us. Hallelujah. When we have sickness, Jesus comes and touches us and bring healing to our bodies. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? When we have difficulty, he will be right there and say, this is the way, walk ye in it. He will speak to your life. He will change your course of direction in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Nobody should separate you from you and God and from your church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Bible says, as it is written, for thy sake we are all killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. In all these things, in all these agonies and trials and problems and situations that we go through, we are more than conquerors.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You are more than conquerors. Say, I am more than a conqueror.
I am more than a conqueror.
Hallelujah. Paul said, verse 38, Romans 8. He said, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor kings, nor presence, nor things to come, nor heights, and all these things that Paul said were separated in separate me from the love of Christ. I'm persuaded. I am persuaded that God will not leave me alone. Hallelujah. He will always be there. God will always be there with you. In your room, he's there. When you go to bed, he's there. When you wake up in the morning, he's there. When you're driving your vehicle to work, he's there. Wherever you are going, God is there. Hallelujah. May God open your eyes to see his presence, to see his glory. Oh, glory to God. As God opened the eyes of Elijah's servant, the Bible says the army came to capture Elijah. But Elijah said, Lord, open his eyes that he may see the angels and the army that are with us. And when he opened his eyes, he saw tons of army around Elijah, more than the army that have come to capture him. And I pray this morning that God will strengthen us and build us up, encourage us that we will move forward and never give up. Never, never give up. Even at the deathbed, you never give up. Hallelujah. You say, God, I've served you all these years. Here I lie. I'm seeking your face that you touch my body. Never give up and say, God, take me home. When it is time, God will take you home. When it's not time, you use your faith. Hallelujah. Use your faith. Use your faith. Hallelujah. Because it's not time for you to go. When it is time, God will take you. But it's not time. You got a job to do. You got a job to do. You got phone calls to make. You got people to love. You got people to share the love of Christ with. Hallelujah. When it is time, you will go. It's not time. Don't lie in pain. Give it to God. Trust him. Lean on him. Hallelujah. We lean on the Lord Jesus. the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the Mighty God. Paul said, I am persuaded that neither death nor life will separate me from the love of Christ. I am persuaded. Hallelujah. No matter what I go through, and this is a true picture of myself, of what I'm going through, but I am persuaded that nothing shall separate me from the things that God will have us to do and move forward and touch lives and build the kingdom of God in Africa. I pray for the light of the gospel will shine in Africa, will shine around the world. In the name of Jesus, darkness will be dispelled and pushed back in Jesus' name, because Jesus has called us to be the light of the world. Go into all the world and preach the gospel of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. I pray God's blessing. I pray God's grace. I pray God's mercy. I pray God's healing power to touch everyone that is here today. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. Receive the touch of the Master's hand. In the name of Jesus, may strength come upon your life. In Jesus' precious and mighty name. Hallelujah.
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 Woo! Jesus, we love you, Lord.
Yes.
We love you, Lord.
Yes.
We love you, Lord. And we cherish you so much.
Yes.
We will never give up, but we'll hang in there. We are troubled, but we are not consumed. May his presence guide us day and night in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.